You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Become a successful podcaster with Bruce.
And Megan. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Now, we're talking about the lovely art of podcast guests.
Oh, boy.
And do they make your podcast better, not so good, or does it not change the quality at all? Now, I know that Megan has a lot of opinions on this one and a lot of advice and suggestions. So, Megan, I'm going to let you start it off, and I'll give my opinion after. Megan, what do you think about having podcast guests on the show?
Well, the New York City Podcast Network has over 500 podcasts. Yeah. I've listened to 90% of them. I've listened to the ones with guests, without guests. I will tell you that very, very few with guests do I ever like, if any.
How come?
Because there are many podcasters out there that seem to think that having a guest is wonderful. There's one particular podcaster who is amazing.
I know that podcaster.
They put a guest on every single week, no matter who the guest is, and they are dynamic, they are incredible, and their guest is a dud. The guest is never as enthusiastic as them. The
Wow, you really do have an opinion on this.
Ooh. I've listened to their podcast all the time, and I just think the person would be much better off giving a chat or talking about something on their own, perhaps researching it, or maybe having every other podcast that they do a guest and making sure the guest is high quality.
Yeah.
Because if you have a dull person who is monotone, they are going to lose your audience and you could lose your podcast fan base for good.
Wow.
So many of this. I mean, I can't begin to tell you how many people have bad podcasts with guests. Some of the best podcasts I have, I'm not saying you shouldn't have. I like when people have a co-host. My favorite podcast, and I'm not mentioning anybody's thing, is one where there's three people on it. There's a couple that people.
Yeah.
And I have listened to this person's podcast, maybe they have 100 of them.
Yeah.
Hysterical. I am a big fan of people playing off each other. If you have
But don't you think that some podcast guests actually could play off the host and vice versa? Oh, by the way, everybody, I just want to ask you to rate us on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars, please, or any stars, as long as just get us a rating, and we want to help you guys succeed. Sorry, Megan. So, but my question for you is, and you can keep on going, and obviously Megan has a very strong opinion about this.
I know that when you have a podcast and it's on parenting, if you have a podcast that's on self-help, sometimes they like to bring in a person. There have been on the network, the New York City Podcast Network, there are some podcasts that have such horrific guests that have no inflection. You know what? It could also be they could edit it a lot better, too. Because you know what? You can improve your podcasting through good editing, which we will cover somewhere.
But I want to ask you something. You mentioned something that was very intriguing to me. You said if the podcast... Actually, you mentioned a couple of things. And just to let everybody know, some of you have a guest on your podcast. And I think that podcast guests are okay if they don't do something that Megan actually mentioned, which is become monotone, right? So you said some of the podcast guests that you've heard are duds, but I would say not all of them, as long as they're just
as
dynamic as the host.
They have to be relevant and dynamic.
Relevant and dynamic, yeah, dynamics.
They have the same level of energy as the host. Now, I know a very dynamic podcast host who constantly has horrific sounding guests. And this podcast is making me crazy because
But you like the host. The host,
the host is the best I've ever heard.
One of the best podcast hosts out there.
This podcast host is my favorite podcaster out there, but she continuously has terrible guests. So
as long as she's a great host,
she's a great host,
and she can carry the whole show.
I listen to the show because I love
the
podcaster, but you know, and then there's a couple of people that I've seen that had wonderful topic matters, that wonderful topics
just
on nutrition,
wonderful.
On family, and they had a guest that was so awful and not to the point. Now, if you do have a guest, I highly recommend that you pre-plan your questions.
Yeah, definitely pre-plan the questions.
You don't want to hear the host saying, well, today I did my goal. Totally off topic.
You know, I agree with that. I mean, I'll say this. I think that, first of all, podcast guests are very important for making the podcast as dynamic as possible. Because let's face it, no matter how good the host is, you're going to get tired of that host's voice. I mean, not all of them, I get it. And a podcast guest is a great way of bringing in some variety into your episodes. But I will suggest that you don't have guests every single episode like a lot of the people do. A lot of podcasters have guests
every episode.
I don't believe you can connect with the audience that way.
And they're so desperate, they take horrible guests. This person, you know, walks around the beach collecting, you know, garbage or something stupid.
Now the one thing I didn't like about this one particular podcast I heard is that the podcast guest kept talking about how great he was. Like, I'm a millionaire. And he talked about my childhood and how my father instilled all these great values into me. And now I instill the same values into my kids. I mean, now my kids are taking off after me. And I went to this college and I have that degree. You know what? It wasn't relevant to the subject matter, because it's nice to get the credentials. I get it.
But what about the people that want to come on and promote their book? Now, if they want to do it, they have to. I have seen quite a few people promoting things on podcasts.
Yes.
And in a bad way. If you want to promote something, you should have a pre-made script that's going to come out and draw the audience. Basically, why should they? What are they going to gain from your book? What are they going to gain from your movie? What do they have to gain in it? Because time is valuable to people in this world.
Yeah.
People are busy. They're working hard. They have families. And they don't want to waste their time.
Yes.
So
yes,
plan,
I agree.
Plan your guest questions. And I know it's time consuming. But, you know, it wouldn't hurt to rehearse possibly or send them a list of the questions.
Yes.
And then when they answer, don't be afraid to cut them off to keep things flowing.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I wouldn't say about cutting them off, but more about giving them a time limit. And then say, hey, look, you know, when you're talking, you hold up a 30-second wrap-up sign. You know, you do this like two fingers or something like that. Say, okay, I'm going to wrap it up. Because you don't want to embarrass the guest as well.
No, what I do is I just wait for a little break in the conversation and I interject the next question.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not the type of person that would ever have a podcast guest because I get very impatient with people, and I guess I'm too much of a control freak of a podcast to want somebody to you know, take it out, you know, towards them. So I'm not for me, guests. I like, you know, co-hosting. I like stuff like that. But
you are an amazing co-host.
I have been guests on podcasts, and I don't mind being a guest. But if I'm having a podcast and you want to be my guest, you'll have a tough time.
Yeah, and I think everybody, Megan's got some good points. I would say that you can have some episodes with guests and some with not, because remember that you still want your audience to connect with you, and if you're having a guest every single show, it's kind of hard to connect with your audience, right? You're just talking to them and you're asking them questions. So I would say, when you know, you want some episodes where it's just you and the host or the co-host, because it's important to know that your audience is listening to you. They want to hear your voice, but you can always bring in a podcast guest to break up the monotony of your voice as well. Because, you know, I know that my favorite podcast, I get tired of the hosts. It's just the way we are. We get tired of things when we hear them too much. And that's okay. But if you bring in a guest once in a while, it's fine. But I will say this. you should definitely, make sure that you're connecting with the audience at the same time that the guest is on. And you can also tell the guests that they can connect with the audience too. Make that a requirement, because you don't want to lose your audience members. If you listen to the last episode that we came out with, which is called Connecting with Your Audience for Growth, that has a lot more information. So you can definitely check that one out. And I would say, for sure, we do a lot of these things where we don't have a lot of guests on our podcast, in this one, because I think that I would rather talk to the audience, just you, the audience members, for sure, and, you know, give all the strategies and tips and even secrets that make a successful podcast and make you a successful podcaster. So it's really important for that one. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk. We're going to wrap this up with a list summary. And then we're going to play some music. See you guys after the break.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
And we're back. Now we're going to wrap this up, Megan. And then Megan's going to select a song to play.
Oh, I have it chosen already. My favorite.
Don't tell me yet. Don't tell me. Let's get the recap out of the way, and then you'll surprise me with the songs. So now we're going to just take the last segment before the break, and we're just going to recap. So first and foremost, when you want a guest on your show, give the guest pre-planned questions. That's number one. Number two, if you have a guest, make sure that the guest knows the time limit, and you can always hold your fingers up and give them like a warning. Like a 60 or a 30 second warning that they're going to have to stop and you're ready for the next question. And why not? They do it in all the presidential debates, right? Oh, we had that last one, that real crazy presidential debate. But they did it. They have a moderator. And right now, Megan's doing cat ears with her hands. That's another trademark of yours. Or did I start that? So number three, and probably the most important one, is do not have a guest every single episode. I think that kind of alienates the audience. Remember, you are a podcaster, and you want people to hear you, not the guests, for the most part. So I think it's important that the audience connects with the co-host and the host, and not always just the guest. But it's always nice to have a guest every once in a while, so you break up the monotony of the voice of the podcast guest, or podcast host. Bring up the monotony of the podcast host. Okay, and that's it. Megan is going to select a song to play. You guys can get my music on Spotify. Megan, what's the song?
From 1999.
Oh my gosh.
From the album In Your World, the title track In Your World by Bruce Chamoah.
Oh, wow.
My favorite.
Well, wow, that's 1999. Here it is, 2021. What is it, 22 years ago?
But it's a beauty. I hope you all love it as much as I do.
I hope you all love it as much as I had fun producing it back in 1998 before it came out.
Well, I listen to this song almost every day. It's on my Spotify list.
You listen to In Your World every day?
I listen to In My World every time I'm in the car. I love that album.
Wow.
And you know, I only basically listen to that album, so that's... So if you go on Spotify and check this out, it's a little 80s-ish, a little ballad-ish. If you like David Foster, Bruce is a phenomenal ballad composer.
Oh, thank you.
And he's also a very prodigy-like pianist. So, and you can hear a lot of his musical ability on this album.
Thank you.
And he's gone into more rock, which is, you know, a lot of that's for other people. It's good stuff now. But wow. I liked it in the beginning.
Oh, so. I never knew you felt that way about this song that we're going to play. And yeah, I was, I don't think I sang that well back then, but I was able to hold a couple of notes in this song. I don't know. But this song, I played the piano, and I had Joe Borges play the bass and the guitar, a musician I haven't worked with in 20 years since that album came out.
It's a gorgeous song.
Thank you. Well, let's get into it. Right now, we're going to play In Your World, from which is the title track from the album In Your World from 1999.
Hands of time.